This is Annie Stevens Gleason, Minister for Worship and Incorporation at the Episcopal Church of the Redeemer in Cincinnati, Ohio, and I'd like to welcome you to our worship podcast.
Greetings and good evening. Peace and grace to you. This is Reverend Gary Lubin, serving as deacon with the Episcopal Church of the Redeemer in Cincinnati, Ohio. Welcome to our daily devotion in the early evening for individuals and families, which can be found on page 139 of the Book of Common Prayer. Today's reading is from the Daily Office and is Mark chapter 6, verses 13 through 29. Now let us begin our worship together. O gracious light, pure brightness of the ever-living Father in heaven, O Jesus Christ, holy and blessed, now as we come to the setting of the sun and our eyes behold the vesper light, we sing your praises, O God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. You are worthy at all times to be praised by happy voices, O Son of God, O Giver of life, and to be glorified through all the worlds. A reading from the Gospel according to Mark. They cast out many demons and anointed with oil many who were sick and cured them. King Herod heard of it, for Jesus' name had become known. Some were saying, John the Baptizer has been raised from the dead, and for this reason these powers are at work in him. But others said, it is Elijah. And others, it is a prophet, like one of the prophets of old. But when Herod heard of it, he said, John, whom I beheaded, has been raised. For Herod himself had sent men who arrested John, bound him, and put him in prison on account of Herodias, his brother Philip's wife, because Herod had married her. For John had been telling Herod, it is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife. And Herodias had a grudge against him and wanted to kill him. But she could not, for Herod feared John, knowing that he was a righteous and holy man, and he protected him. When he heard him, he was greatly perplexed, and yet he liked to listen to him. But an opportunity came when Herod, on his birthday, gave a banquet for his courtiers and officers and for the leaders of Galilee. When his daughter Herodias came in and danced, she pleased Herod and all his guests. And the king said to the girl, ask me for whatever you wish, and I will give it. And he solemnly swore to her, whatever you ask me, I will give you, even half my kingdom. She went out and said to her mother, what should I ask for? She replied, the head of John the Baptizer. Immediately she rushed back to the king and requested, I want you to give me at once the head of John the Baptist on a platter. The king was deeply grieved, yet out of regard for his oaths and for the guests, he did not want to refuse her. Immediately the king sent a soldier of the guard with orders to bring John's head. He went and beheaded him in the prison, brought his head on a platter, and gave it to the girl. Then the girl gave it to her mother. When the disciples heard about it, they came and took his body and laid it in a tomb. The Gospel of our Lord. Good evening. In today's reading from Mark, John the Baptist very, very publicly informs Herod, it is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife. You see, Herod divorced his first wife to marry Herodias, and Herodias divorced Herod's brother to marry Herod. Well, you know what this means. Herodias was not only his wife, but also his niece and sister-in-law. Likewise, Herod was not only Herodias' husband, but also her uncle and brother-in-law. Wow. Keep it all in the family, I guess. I imagine this was one of those marriages made among the rich, famous, and powerful, and related for political reasons. no doubt to maintain and extend power. But the prophet John the Baptist spoke truth to power. Both Herod and Herodias were very angry with John. Herod has John arrested and imprisoned, but not executed. Herod was bewildered and fearful of John, but not so Herodias. She had a really grievous grudge against John and wanted to kill him. Herodias is the heavy in this story who gets the deed done. Now you know the story, right? The execution comes on the heels of a big banquet and party celebrating Herod's birth. Herod's stepdaughter entertains the extensive entourage of the rich and famous and powerful, courtiers, officers, and leaders of Galilee. Because of her exemplary and, I imagine, exotic enticing and dancing, Herod solemnly promises her anything, even half his kingdom. She asks her mom what to do. The vengeful Herodias tells her daughter to ask for John's head, which is promptly delivered on a party platter to the birthday banquet, surely shocking all of them. So, in death as in life, John speaks truth to power. Speaking truth to power is accomplished not only by uttering prophetic words, but also by prophetic deeds, even being heady at times. John was imprisoned not far from his workplace, the Jordan River, where he zealously and publicly preached repentance and the coming realm of heaven. And he baptized. The drama of the descending dove prophetically sets Jesus' example of baptism apart from all of the others. John testified Jesus to be the Messiah. John prepared the way for Jesus. Now, a few years later, during the mock trial of Jesus, Pilate sends Jesus to Herod for interrogation. I suspect Herod was even more bewildered and fearful of Jesus than he ever was with John. John was a fire and brimstone kind of prophet who probably expected a judgmental, vengeful Messiah, an unappeasable punisher. Now, a person in power could better react to that than that of Jesus' message, which was one of compassion, of love. Love God, love your neighbor, he commands us. God fails to conform to popular expectations, but surprises us instead. After Jesus refuses to perform by doing requested parlor tricks, Herod returns Jesus to Pilate. And Pilate asks Jesus, "What is truth?" One of my favorite lines in the entire Bible. Well, Jesus, truth in person, is standing right in front of him. Surprise! And Jesus continues to surprise us because Jesus stands with us even now. Jesus did not come to create an earthly empire, yet we seem to haphazardly continue along those lines. Jesus is all about establishing God's reign of love, grace, mercy, and justice through otherworldly power, and namely working through us. Comfort the afflicted and afflict the comfortable is the example Jesus set for us to follow. And what spills out of the conflict between establishing God's reign and hedonistic worldly empire are current events, both big and small, life as we know it. Our journey together this Lent is an opportune time to reflect upon these things, the good, the bad, the ugly, and yes, the beautiful. In our lives together, we are always coming to a fork in the road. Which way to go? Who are we listening to? Who do we imitate? There are imitators of John the Baptist, as well as imitators of Herod, Herodias, and Pilate. In my opinion, there are even those who outdo them. I'm biting my tongue because I would like to name names, especially being an election year, and it is also a leap year. Jesus' example for us to respond as a beloved community, to speak and act truth to power, to love God, and to love one another. And that, my friends in Christ, can be a tough road to follow. But stay the course. Let's leap forward and take the fork in the road, signed Jesus. Amen. And now a reading from the second letter of Paul to the Corinthians. It is not ourselves that we proclaim. We proclaim Christ Jesus as Lord, and ourselves as your servants, for Jesus' sake. For the same God who said, "Out of darkness let light shine," has caused his light to shine within us, to give the light of revelation and the revelation of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Let us now say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. And now the collect for Wednesday in the third week of Lent. Give ear to our prayers, O Lord, and direct the way of your servants in safety under your protection, that, amid all the changes of our earthly pilgrimage, we may be guarded by your mighty aid through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Let us now take some time, pausing our worship together if you need to do that, to offer up our prayers of intercession, thanksgiving, and praise for the world, for the church, for our national life, for the social and natural orders, for family and personal life, in particular for those who are suffering and those who have died. Let us now say together the Collect for the Human Family, which can be found on page 815 of the Book of Common Prayer. O God, you made us in your own image and redeemed us through Jesus, your Son. Look with compassion on the whole human family. Take away the arrogance and hatred which infect our hearts. Break down the walls that separate us. Unite us in bonds of love, and work through our struggle and confusion to accomplish your purposes on earth, that in your good time, all nations, all peoples of the earth may serve you in harmony around your heavenly throne. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And now, let us say together the Collect for Social Order and Social Justice, which can be found on page 823. Grant, O God, that your holy and life-giving Spirit may so move every human heart, and especially the hearts of the people of this land, that barriers which divide us may crumble, suspicions disappear, and hatred cease, that, our divisions being healed, we may live in justice and peace through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Lord Jesus, stay with us, for evening is at hand and a day is past. Be our companion in the way. Kindle our hearts and awaken hope, that we may know you as you are revealed in Scripture and the breaking of bread. Grant this for the sake of your love. Amen. Now in this time of repentance during Lent, of turning around towards God's love, grace, mercy, and justice, let us go into the world in peace, hope, and joy to seek and serve God, being and doing God's grace, mercy, and justice. Do everything in love.